Welcome to the Nourishing Nuggets podcast. I am so excited to have you here today. I'm your host and friendly neighborhood dietitian, Taveen Verano. If you struggle with nutrition confusion and all the noise out there in the wellness space, I'm here to simplify it for you. As a registered dietitian, I'll teach you how to build a healthier routine by adding nourishing food to your plate, rejecting that deprivation mentality, using simple nutrition science to empower you, and creating powerful mindset shifts to inspire you. Instead of living in that all or nothing mindset, which, let's be honest, leaves us mostly in the nothing zone, let's start making moves in a sustainable, joyful, and freeing way, one nugget at a time. So grab some coffee and let's dig into today's nugget. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to today's episode. And today is the last episode of March. So we are going to be doing another Q&A. I'll be answering three questions that I got this week, and hopefully my answers will be helpful for you guys and leave you with some action steps and inspiration. So the first question was how to not get stuck in a recipe rut or making the same meals over and over again. I know a lot of us relate, even me. I tend to make the same meals over and over again because we do have those things on hand and we know, you know, how much they cost at the store and we have them stocked up in the freezer, all of that. So the first thing I wanted to say with this question is that it's very normal to make the same meals over and over again. And actually, research has found that those who eat repetitive meals are actually healthier, maintain a healthier weight, and have less health issues to deal with. So kudos to you for eating the same thing over and over again. It isn't a bad thing, but if you feel like you are bored, you are stuck in a rut, you're kind of looking for something else to munch on after your meal because it's boring, here are some ways to change up your meals. So the first thing that I like to do is change up my protein. So if, let's say, I'm making my Asian sesame chicken thighs from my blog, instead of using chicken thighs, I will make meatballs and put that sauce on meatballs, or I will try it with shrimp. I will try it on salmon. Change up the protein that you're using. And then the second way I would do things differently is change up the flavors. So either change up the protein or change up the flavors. So if you usually do chicken with barbecue sauce, try chicken with salsa, try chicken with buffalo sauce, try chicken with a curry sauce. Like, change up the flavors that you are using, change up the seasoning, change up the spice. My next tip would be to play around on Pinterest, get a new cookbook, or go to Barnes & Noble and sit down with a cookbook and kind of get some inspiration and brainstorm. I rarely follow a recipe to a T. I like to kind of find a recipe. Actually, dietitians, we always joked about this in school that we can never follow a recipe. We will always like change things around and try new things because a lot of our degree, fun fact, had a lot of cooking classes in it. So it's always fun to cook and get ideas from different cookbooks and then change them based on your likings and what your family likes. So play around on Pinterest, get cookbooks. And then my final tip would be try to get into the practice of making one new recipe a week. So maybe once a week you find a new, maybe more complicated recipe, maybe one that requires a little more TLC, but kind of gets you in the kitchen and gets you excited about cooking again. Maybe put on some music, listen to an audiobook, and try one new recipe a week. So those would be my four tips on how to get out of a recipe rut. So change up your protein, change up the flavors or spices, play around on Pinterest or get a new cookbook, and then lastly, practice making one new recipe per week. So the second question is how to let go of the what the heck mentality. She used a different word that I don't want to use. So basically, I think we all know what this means, where we are kind of following along on a diet or eating plan, and then we have one thing that's off, and then we say, what the heck? We throw everything out the window, and we just eat everything. So there's a lot I could say on this. This is actually things that I work on very individualized with my one-on-one coaching clients. So I'm going to give you some just broad action steps with this. So the first thing I would say is think about all the times that you could get back from following the what the heck mentality. So all the times that you have, quote, fallen off track, what if you could get all those times back? How much closer would you be toward your goals? How many more spirals would you have saved? So really imagine what it would look like if you had taken all of those what the heck moments back. How many weeks would you have saved, right, of going off track? A lot of times it's not just one day. For a lot of us, and I struggled with this in the past, and this is what my nourished and free mindset and coaching really helped me with personally, is letting the one meal be one meal and one day be one day and then moving on. So that kind of follows along with my second tip. So the first tip is imagine all of those times that you could get that back and really visualize how far you would be on your journey, whether it's weight loss, healthy habits, trying to manage, autoimmune conditions or physical symptoms that you have, trying to manage those using food as a tool, imagine how much farther you would be if you could get all those times back. And then secondly, I really encourage you to practice the let it go and do the next right thing. And this takes discipline at first, and then it will become your norm. It will become your default. It'll be hard at first because it goes against everything you've, quote, always done. But I promise this way of thinking of letting it go and doing the next right thing will build the discipline you need. And then that will in turn spill over into momentum. And then it will just be a normal thing that you go out for sushi with friends or you go out for chips and salsa, and then you let it go and you do the next right thing. Make that next habit you do within that next hour or even those next few minutes be something nourishing and healthy, whether it's, you know, downing 8 ounces of water or going on a walk after your dinner or prepping your meal for the next day. Do the next healthy choice that aligns with your goals. That way you can truly learn how to let one thing be one thing and then move on with your life, because we don't need to keep putting food on a pedestal that is actually sabotaging our progress. So that would be my answer to that question. And then I always have to say, coaching really helps immensely with this. This is the high touch one-on-one coaching that I do with my clients, especially on these mindset issues. So you can always scroll down to the show notes and get information on either a one-time strategy call, which I've been mentioning this on my Instagram, but prices for those will be going up in April. So this is essentially the last week that you can grab a strategy call at those current prices. So scroll down and book a call. Or if you're ready to take it one step further, apply for one-on-one higher level coaching, and we can chat about those options as well. So the last question I'm going to answer today is how to not gain weight on weekends. So this kind of goes along with that let it go and do the next right thing advice from the previous question. But my honest advice is to stop treating weekends like the weekends. I still remember when my husband and I first got married, I would not meal prep for the weekends because I was just used to going out. We'd go out Friday, we'd go out Saturday with family, Sunday after church. And my husband was like, what are we eating this weekend? And I was like, I don't know, we're going out. And he's like, why? And back then it wasn't even as expensive as it is now to go out, right? And so we started meal planning and prepping for Thursday to Sunday, not just Monday to Thursday, but also Thursday to Sunday. So first of all, forget it's the weekend. Your body needs the same nourishment and care on a Saturday, on a Friday night, as it does on a Monday and on a Tuesday. So if the weekends start essentially for a lot of us on a Friday, that's 3 out of 7 days that you might be, quote, off track or in weekend mode. And there's so many other ways to enjoy your weekend than just splurging all weekend long and throwing all of your health goals out the window. I'm all for having indulgences and mindful, intentional sweets, maybe going out for ice cream with your family or ordering pizza Friday night. But again, let one thing be one thing. Don't let, you know, 7 meals out of your weekend be something that does not align with how you truly want to feel and how you truly want to take care of yourself. So that would be my biggest piece of advice, is forget it's the weekend. It's just a couple days. You don't need to, again, put these things on a pedestal and give yourself every excuse and every reason to not honor your goals and not steward your health well. So you can have an intentional indulgence, an intentional treat, of course, and then you let it go and you do the next right thing. You move on, because remember, your body does not know that it's the weekend. Your body does not know the difference, and it still needs the same stewardship, nourishment, and care. So hopefully those answers are helpful for you guys. This was a beefier Q&A. Really good questions were submitted, so I hope that this was helpful, and I will chat with you next week. Bye, friends. Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. If you got a nugget of inspiration and are ready to take action, it would mean so much to me if you left me a 5-star rating and a review so others can also find this podcast. You can also share this episode on Instagram or with a friend you think would enjoy it. It helps the show more than you know, and I really appreciate your support and encouragement. I can't wait to chat again and go over our next nourishing nugget together. Bye, friends.